Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music is my opportunity to bring you my favorite songs and a few oddball things that I like to throw in. And this show, Wombats and Music, is coming from WEHC in Emory College in Emory, Virginia. Emory and Henry is a small school here in Southwest Virginia, and I have a weekly show from 7 to 8 on Monday nights and 3 to 4 on Thursdays usually, and sometimes on Saturday. But the real standard time is Monday nights. And I play a lot of 50s stuff, 60s, 70s, what I think of as classics. But to me, they're just my favorite songs I love. And it's Wombats and Music. The Wombats part of the title is my excuse to throw in things, reading things, odd things, peculiar things, in addition to music. So we're going to start right off to get in the mood here. It's summer and warm, quite hot actually, in Southwest Virginia. We're right near Abingdon, Virginia, which is near Bristol, and even people don't know about either of those. We're about 134 miles west of Roanoke and 400 and some miles west of Washington, D.C. So we're in the western tip of Virginia. And the first song is a relaxed song. It's called Groovin'. And it's from 1967 by a group called the Young Rascals. And they wrote this song, and it's one of the more relaxed songs I know. If I want to relax, I can put on Groovin', and this will relax me. Here we go. That was Groovin' by the Young Rascals. I've got the new schedule here. This is the summer schedule, and I'm not on Thursdays at 3. On Thursdays at 3 is the best of WEHC, so maybe sometimes I'll be on Thursdays at 3, but there could be any show on. But I am on, this show is on, Wombats and Music Saturdays from 1 to 2. So if you can't listen to the whole show tonight, Monday night, pick it up on Saturday. Of course, the schedule does change as things go by. So that was the Young Rascals singing Groovin', and the next song is from the 50s. It's 1959, and it's by the Fleetwoods, and it was their first number one hit, and it was an odd situation. I looked it up. They had written this song in high school, and the three of them were friends, and they recorded it at home on a tape recorder, and they used a keychain to make the rhythms. They sang it a cappella, no instruments, and used a keychain. And they took it into Los Angeles, and there was a startup company there, and this was the company's first record that they ever released. And the company added an acoustic guitar played by Bonnie Guitar. This is from Olympia, Washington. So this was their first song, and this was the company's first song, and it went to be a number one hit, Dolphin Records. So I bet that was a trip for both the record company and for the Fleetwoods. Here they are, high school kids. They come in, they bring a tape in. The studio is just starting up. They release their first record, and it goes to be a number one hit. And it was called Come Softly to Me. And I'm going to play this one, and the next song is called Donna. These are soft, mellow 50s tunes. This is Come Softly to Me.
Dum-dum, 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 dum do dum do be do dum
softly,
dum
darling,
do be do
dum softly, dum darling,
do be do
dum softly,
dum
darling,
do be do
dum softly,
dum
darling,
do be do
dum softly,
darling,
do be do dum softly, darling,
come to
me, stay.
Love you so, doobie-doo. Please hold me so tight, doobie-doo. All through the night.
I speak softly, darling. Hear what I say. I love you always, always.
I've waited so long. For your kisses and your love, doo-doo-doo. Please come to me,
doo-doo-doo.
From up above, doo-doo-doo.
Come softly, darling. Come softly,
darling.
Come,
I need you so much.
Come softly to Me by the Fleetwoods from 1959. The group was originally named Two Girls and a Guy. I like that name better than the Fleetwoods, Two Girls and a Guy. The next song is to me in a similar vein. Let's see, it was from 1958, so it's from the same era. It was by Ritchie Valens, and I've known this song since high school. I've always liked this song. It's called Donna. And I didn't realize, and I did know that Ritchie Valens was one of the three people killed in an airplane wreck with the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly in 1959. What I didn't know was that he was only 17 years old, and he had sort of come from nowhere. He hadn't done anything special in high school. He hadn't been a real successful musician, but he just started getting hits, and his first song was called La Bamba, and his real name was Ritchie Valenzuela. And he was the first Chicano singer to make it as a rock and roll star. And he recorded La Bamba, which was a big hit, and went on to be recorded by many other people. And then he did this song, Donna, and both of them were high on the hit parade. I think Donna may have gone to number one. But in any case, and then he died at 17, the end of his career. Pathetic, sad. And I thought he'd had a lot more songs than these few he had. But this is Ritchie Valens, and he apparently was a big influence on many singers, including Bob Dylan. Here we go, another soft, mellow 50s tune.
Oh, Donna,
was Donna by Ritchie Valens, and it was about his girlfriend, a high school girlfriend. He wrote the song. And it was also, Ritchie was the subject of a successful movie called La Bamba, which I think I'd like to see. Well, we've had two soft, actually three, mellow songs. We had Groovin' by the Young Rascals, Come Softly to Me by the Fleetwoods, and Donna by Ritchie Valens. And now we are going to switch moods big time. This is going to be God Bless Texas by Little Texas. A great word to learn is jingoist or jingoistic. That's the people who are sort of super patriotic or super gung-ho about wherever they're from, their town, their state. And Little Texas is about as jingoistic about Texas as you can get. They're a group from Arlington, Texas. They had a number of hits. There are six people in the group, I think. They moved to Nashville for their career, but they're all from Texas. And this is probably their best-known song, at least to me it is. And I want you to listen to the crowd in this. The crowd is really into this song. I assume they're at a big stadium somewhere in Texas. They got to be in Texas. And they get the crowd to sing with them, and the crowd is outrageously enthusiastic. They are just off the wall enthusiastic. And the band goes with it. This is Little Texas singing God Bless Texas.
Yeah.
I think those people were having a good time. If you ever want a definition of crowd participation, play that song. There's also there are a number of books written back, I think, in the 19th century on the theory of mobs, psychology of mobs and things. And this sounds like a mob to me, though, the way that audience is responding to these. That's a mob, a dangerous group psyche. Fortunately, they're focused on having a good time and not on destroying a city or something. I do enjoy, by the way, let me remind you, this is Wombats and Music. You're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. We're coming to you on WEHC FM 90.7, Emory and Henry. Also streaming on the web. Go to ehc.edu and click on the WEHC button, and then click on the streaming radio FM show, and you'll get us. So, oh, I'm not on Thursdays anymore. I think I mentioned that. But I am on Saturdays, 1 to 2. So the show can be heard on Saturdays. So now, I admit that part of what I get a kick out of is playing just anything I like, and I don't worry too much about the segue between the songs. It's like we had three soft songs, then we just threw in God Bless Texas. And now we're heading in a whole nother genre. I've played a number of songs by this young woman, Lisa Schneckenberger. She's a fiddler. And listen for the story in this song. I happen to sing a version of this song. One I know is about a different name, but the story is that a young man, a little guy, they always refer to him as little, is in town, and this takes place probably hundreds of years ago, and a young woman comes up and says, hey, cutie, you know, and he says, look, I can't do anything with you. You're Lord so-and-so's wife. And she says, well, he's away. Don't worry. Come on. You know, come play with me. So he does, and then unfortunately, Lord so-and-so, in this case, it's Lord Barnswell, returns at an inappropriate time, and it doesn't go well for either the young woman or the young man. So that's the story. But Lisa Schneckenberger is a fiddler, and she's from New England. She was raised in Maine, lives in Vermont. She went to the New England Conservatory of Music and has a degree in contemporary improvisation. and I think she and the description of her on the web says she is a world-class master fiddler. I believe it. I've seen her play live, and I love her music. But I've played a number of songs by her, but I haven't played this particular one. This is called Little Musgrove and Lady Barnswell, and it's kind of hard to pick the words up because they're flipping by. But see if you can follow the story as to what happens to Little Musgrove. Oh, and there's a fiddle solo in the middle. I think that's sort of symbolic of they're having a good time there. Until things turn sour. But the fiddle solo is the sort of the high point of the song for me. Here we go. Little Musgrove and Lady Barnes Little Musgrove and Lady Barnswell by Lisa Schneckenberger.
There were nine ladies of the east assembled at the ball. The first come in was Lord Barnswell.
Rise up, you live.
Little Musgrove and Lady Barnswell by Lisa Schneckenberger. Well, you thought that was a big jump from God Bless Texas to that. How about another jump? Let's go to 1958, the Kingston Trio singing They Call the Wind Mariah. The Kingston Trio came on the scene in 58, and I looking them up, I find that they were kind of the leaders of the folk. They were the first groups to come in with the folk revival of the late 1950s. They were from the San Francisco Bay Area, and they made acoustic folk music commercially viable. Up until that time, all of the pop music was heavily electric guitar and amplifiers and things. And in came the Kingston Trio. Now, the other group, of course, was the Weavers. The Weavers had been around for years and had some hits back in the early 50s and even in the late 40s. But somehow they never managed to stay in the mainstream. They'd have a hit and then disappear. And also they were very controversial because Pete Seeger had been banned by Congress for being a communist sympathizer. So there were various issues about the Weavers, but the Kingston Trio were clean-cut American guys with no communist overtones and brought in folk music. They were my first real contact, other than the Weavers, with this kind of music. And They Call the Wind Mariah was a song from a musical, Paint Your Wagon, 1951. And they took this song, and they have a bongo drum. It's just kind of a fairly simple song, but I find it almost mystical. It haunts me. I think it's a great song. And I like this version of it, They Call the Wind Mariah by the Kingston Trio.
Way out here they have a name for rain and wind and fire. Rain is Tess, the fire's Joe, and they call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around, sets the clouds a-flying. Mariah makes the mountain sound like folks was out there dying. Mariah, Mariah, they call the wind Mariah. They call the wind.
They Call the Wind Mariah by the Kingston Trio from 1958. You know, there's so many genres of music. You can jump genres probably. You could probably have a whole show and just change, have a completely different genre for every song. So here we go again. This next song is by Jim Stafford. I played him earlier this year with a song called Cow Patty, which was a joke song, really, a funny song. But he's a strange guy. He does all sorts of odd things. This song, his big hit, by the way, was called Spiders and Snakes, which I don't know. I probably ought to get that and play it, see what it sounds like. He also had one called Swamp Witch. I think I played that earlier. This one's called The Last Chant. And Jim is from Florida and apparently has a thing about swamps. So this song is sort of, androgenizes? It makes the swamp into a living being, and sort of, and it's coming to get you. That's sort of the message I got. So it's kind of a scary song in its own sort of way, and it's called The Last Chant by Jim Stafford.
Listen at night and hear the sounds when the swamp moves in and settles down. Shadows move, see the cypress frown. Swamp don't want you hanging round. Ojo, what you doing tonight? Going out hunting with a gun and a flashlight. Why you shoot a gator when you know he's such a sight? He said, I never met a handbag I didn't like. Swamp will get you every time, the tourist can't resist. They love it when you lead them round. I wonder what is this? That's just a clinging vine, ma'am. Don't you make a racket. They just wind around your ankle here. Take a stick and whack it. Stands, eat here, gas up, camping vans. We got 10,000 new attractions planned with mechanical animals, their mechanical friends. You just keep dragging my swamp water down. Move to Florida, we'll build you a town. Poor swamp creatures running everywhere around, never knowing if they're gonna dry up or drown. Sometimes I wonder what you'd do if a swamp moved in on you. Scratched on your screen, slipped out your water spout, tapped you on the shoulder and said, you move out.
Just a clinging vine, ma'am, wrapping round your ankle. Don't you make a racket. Here, take a stick and whack it. That's Jim Stafford with What a Song. What a strange song. Well, the next song up is by Huey Lewis and the News. And this is a song from 1983, and I like it. It's called Heart and Soul. Huey Lewis and the News are from San Francisco, California. They had many, many hits. and a lot of harmony. So this is Heart and Soul by Huey Lewis and the News. That was Heart and Soul by Huey Lewis and the News from 1983. Before we go to the next song, let me tell you a little bit about other shows on WEHC. We're on a summer schedule, so some of the shows that I know well are not on during the summer. And there's a new show. Right after my show tonight, Monday nights, there's a show coming on that I think you might like. I did. I've listened to it a few times. It's Lori Price, I think her name is. But I know the name of the show is Local Music Scene. And what Lori's doing is she's playing bands and tracks from people in the area or people who visited in the area. If they've gone to a festival or something, she'll put them on. And I love some of the things she's played, and I liked one enough to steal it and put it on my show. That was the Steve Martin banjo thing last week. So I won't get a chance to hear it tonight, but I'd like to, and I'll maybe go listen to the recording. I can get to the shows here on WEHC. So Lori Price, local music scene, 8 to 9, Monday nights. I see the audio Bookworms on at 6:30 on Thursday, and I believe that's Rob Chamberlain reading from Tom Sawyer these days. I'm not sure, but he is reading from Tom Sawyer these days, and I'll have to find out when they're playing that show. Rise Up Singing's on Steve Fisher, 2 to 3 on Saturdays. That may be a rerun, since he's not only on that one time. But there's the Tim White Bluegrass Hour is on Sunday nights, 9 to 10. I saw Tim at the Plum Alley Festival just a few weeks ago. He was there with a group performing. Anyway, a lot of good shows on. And you're listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia, on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station, coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. So the next song, and I may have a wombat for you tonight. I'm going to go look. But the next song is, to me, it's in the same genre as the previous one. But this is from 1956. This is the Four Lads. Now, the previous one, Heart and Soul, was definitely a lot of rock and a lot of instruments. And this is about 95% vocal. The Four Lads are a Canadian quartet, grew up together in Toronto, sang in St. Michael's Choir School. And they had a number of big hits. I played Standing on the Corner just a few weeks ago. No, this is Standing on the Corner. What did I play? I played another song by them a few weeks ago. They also did Istanbul is not Constant. Istanbul, not Constant. They did a number of big hits. So this one coming up is Standing on the Corner, Watching All the Girls Go By, from 1956. Does it tell the story of guys or what? You know, we're not always thinking naughty thoughts, but we certainly are admiring the beautiful women. At weddings, women just seem to glow. I was in Asheville over the weekend, down on the main area down there. There's a square, people watching, and there were some characters from all ilks. And anyway, I think part of what I was doing is what this song is all about. So this is from 1956, The Four Lads, Standing on the Corner.
Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Brother, you don't know a nicer occupation. Matter of fact, neither do I. Than standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by.
I'm the cat that got the creep. Haven't got a girl, but I can dream. Haven't got a girl, but I can wish. So I take me down to Main Street, and that's where I select my imaginary dish.
Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner, giving all the girls the eye. Brother, if you've got a rich imagination, give it a whirl, give it a try. Try standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by.
Saturday, and I'm so broke. Haven't got a girl, and that's no joke. Still I'm living like a millionaire when I take me down to Main Street and I review the hair.
Your eye, you're only standing on the corner, watching.
watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls. Go by.
That was Standing on the Corner, Watching All the Girls Go By by the Four Lads from 1956. Well, I've got one more song I definitely want to get in the show, but I think I've got enough time to put in a wombat. I go to a group called Pinewoods. It's a folk music club in New York City, and I've been going there for 40 years, I guess, 35 years. And they have weekends and they have weeks. I'm going to a week this summer. And we do a lot of singing and a lot of instruments, banjos, guitars, fiddles, concertinas, dancing, Morris dancing, that sort of thing. And it's a lot of fun. And one of the things that shows up there on the shows is people reading these poems, sort of a music hall tradition from England. They are usually humorous, sometimes scary. And so on one of the weekends, this one popped up. And I loved it. So I sought it out and memorized it. I'm not going to do it from memory, but I'm going to read it to you. It's called Arnold by Les Baxter. Arnold was an armadillo, and oh so in need of romance. And it chanced that one Saturday evening, Arnold went out to a dance. The moment he walked in the room, he saw her, as if he'd known she'd be there at the side of the stage. All he wanted, all in black. All alone. She was there. She was his, dressed to kill. Oh, if only his glasses were cleaner, for he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina. He struggled to make conversation. He leapfrogged from topic to topic. If only she'd say something back. If only he wasn't myopic. Bright silver buttons in rows, from head down to toes in black leather. Could this beauty love him? Here goes. Poor Arnold thought, it's now or never. He could picture her head on his pillow. He'd loved her from the moment he'd seen her. But he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina. You can't help but feel for the lad, though, how happy poor Arnold would be if they could make love in the shadow, and no one but no one would see. Alas, what he hoped might have been a sweet secret was soured completely. Sex with a concertina is rarely accomplished discreetly. The dancers stopped, stricken the willow. It was, oh, such a loud misdemeanor. For he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina. Picture love as a kind of concerto. Poor Arnold, his first was unfinished. For what he let everyone who was there know was a very loud C sharp diminished. Somebody said, look, it's Arnold. And he ran from the scorn and the laughter into the darkness outside and never returned ever after. Tales of lost love and dreams unfulfillo. True Cupid, you've never been meaner, for he was an armadillo and she was a concertina. That was Arnold by Les Baxter. Tonight's Wombat. So, I think we've got time for at least one more song. I definitely want to get this one in. I often talk about the fact that I think some songs are poetry. And I use the term sort of loosely. My definition of poetry are words that reach out and grab your heartstrings. Words that touch you and go behind your conscious roof brain with all those words and get into emotional realities. And this one does it big time. This is Lucille by Kenny Rogers. And there are three people in this song. There is the singer who's telling his story. He's in a bar when some things happen. There's the woman who comes into the bar and he gets to know her. And it's sad. You feel her tragedy. She's had a rough time, and she's dealing with it, and she's doing the best she can, and it's been really hard. And then there's her husband, who walks in, and he's got his own story to tell that puts a different perspective on things. And the guy who's telling a story, he gets pulled into all this. I mean, he's just there for a drink and pick up women, and all of a sudden he's part of somebody else's tragic life, and he can't get it out of his head. It affects him. So that's all the story of this song. But along with all that, it's just a beautiful song. It was Kenny Rogers' first hit after he went solo. He'd been with the First Edition for years, and he'd sung also with another group. He'd been with several very, very successful groups, New Christy Minstrels. But he finally went out on his own and had a great career. And this was the beginning of his career. Not bad for a first song, I'd say. But whoever wrote this, true poetry by Harry Baez definition.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. Thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. Turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting.
Kenny Rogers singing, You Picked a Fine Time to Leave Me, Lucille. What a story. 1977. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with Harry Baya. I'm your host on Monday nights from 7 to 8, and I've enjoyed playing my favorite songs. I love to play these songs. I love listening to them. I enjoy making this show. And I hope you'll be with me next week when, once again, we will celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Good night.